Hare Krishna, here we are. No, not a construction site. We're in Vrindavan Dham. And sitting here in a sweater, quite chilly, pleasantly chilly. And it was raining, it's overcast, thunderclaps, no lightning. And the word is that it's raining and snowing in the Himalayas, and that's usually the cause of cool weather in Vrindavan, because after all, Vrindavan is not that far away from the Himalayas. It must be really cold in Haridwar and Rishikesh. Anyway, our apologies for being offline for 2 weeks. Myself, Govinda Maharaj, and Bihari on a break. But where we were, it was almost impossible to get online. We had to go about 3-4 miles every day to do that. And even once we got online, the internet was not of the nature that we could have actually sent out podcasts. Would have taken too long. Arrived yesterday. We were in a traffic jam for an hour on the Panigat bridge. So many tourists trying to adjust. I was trying to say to psychologically to the phenomenal amount of traffic that's in Vrindavan Dham, and all the people and all the noise. Whereas, of course, Sri Vrindavan Dham remains eternally the Upper Tat Dham, and even when the material world is destroyed or annihilated, it remains untouched. But that's the Vrindavan that you can feel somewhat, but only advanced devotees can see. This other Drishtavan Dham that we're seeing and experiencing, that is another form of Vrindavan, and it's like our mother, it's our worshipable deity. It's always lamentable to see when her condition is being abused and neglected. Hare Krishna, but that's the way it is. And we'll be here just for a few days, and then going on through Dubai for 4 or 5 days. Some preaching, resting, before arriving in Hungary. I'm looking forward to getting back to business, although we'll be wanting to get back to business not as usual, but in somewhat different ways, but perhaps more about that later. And we'll be online, Lord willing, Lord permitting, as usual from now on. Hare Krishna.